Good morning. It's 7:29 a.m. on October the 30th, 2024, a Monday, on a mostly blue sky, rather cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Having trouble getting my brain working here. I don't know what to do today. I got to bake bread. I got to make a grocery run. Tomorrow I got stuff I got to do too. I've got an eye doctor's appointment. They're coming to put in, I hope, coming to install the glass on the van. Probably should have just traded it. Let somebody else deal with it. Now, well. Got a lot of noise this morning. Walking past a dump truck, parked beside the road. Yeah. I wrote yesterday. Felt pretty good. Need to do it some more this morning before I get too distracted by everything that has to happen today. I can't go to the grocery store until at least 9 o'clock, probably later. I suspect I'll wait and do bread overnight. It's chilly this morning, but I feel like I'm overdressed or something. I can't seem to regulate my temperature. I have one, two, three, four layers on. It's only in the middle 50s. Anyway. It is what it is. I found some, I've been on the lookout for milkweed. I want to plant some milkweed in my side garden for the butterflies, for the pollinators who need it. This would be a good time of year to get some clover seed and throw down too. The sun is shining through the through the trees. It's breaking through just in patches here and there, and one of the patches is highlighting a very small patch of red leaves. And I have to wonder if it's the patch of sunlight that's causing the leaves to dry out a little faster, to turn red a little quicker.
I feel
like I'm just barely slogging along here today. The day is clear, but my mind is foggy. Foggy, foggy do. Had some good tunes this morning. I was frustrated when we first got out because my phone decided that it needed to do an update. It's like the third update in 3 days. I'm not sure what's going on here. Silly machine. Granted, it is an old model. The S31 Ultra is not current. So it's been in storage for a long time. I suppose it can't really do all the updates all at once, because that would be just too much to expect. So it's spacing them out in inconvenient groups. Yesterday's was at lunch when I was wanting to read my book and realized that the update was running. This morning it was at breakfast, and I discovered that I put it off and put it off and put it off, and then thought, oh, okay, well, I'll do the update while I'm getting on my shoes and getting ready to go outside for the walk, and then I'll be ready when I get out there and life will be good. And no, I missed the sunrise. It was a really pretty picture at sunrise, with the clouds and stuff. I took one later. It came out okay, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the one I wanted. But so I kicked it, and then I got my shoes, I put on my hearing aids, I got things ready to roll, filled my water bottle, got everything ready, headed out the door. It was only half done. And the second half went just about as long as the first half. And what is with these dump trucks? Road work ahead. Oh, that's probably why. What are they doing? Making noise. Yeah, apparently I did not need the extra sweatshirt this morning. It's all right. I'll live. I'll be glad when I get on the other side of these trucks, though. Jeez, there's more of them down here. And maybe they're just shut down. I have no idea what they're doing. Something down in the cul-de-sac there. Anyway, yesterday was, I wrote. Made a meatloaf for dinner. Played X4. Only had to reload once. I didn't play all that much yesterday. Well, compared to previous days, I did play. I also wrote. and I wrote first. Plan to do that again this morning. I'm gonna go back and get this thing percolating and then fire up the word processor, see if I can pick up where I left off. Morning. Yeah, I think that's the worst of it. I'll be going out onto the sidewalk here pretty soon, so on the long eastern reach where there's very little opportunity for traffic. Not zero, but first 100 yards or so is pretty quiet. What I did spend a lot of time doing yesterday was reading. Wandering in. I think what set me off the first dozen times I tried to read it was the mishmash of verb tenses. Some present, some past. It was like, really? You couldn't pick one and stick with it? Oh, yeah, they could have. I would have enjoyed the book better if they had, but I came to realize eventually I'm a little bit slow. I came to realize that they were doing it on purpose. The sometimes omniscient, sometimes close third POV was questionable. More. Maybe I'm just mellowing in my old age. I'm much less. I like to think I'm much less judgmental. Maybe I'm not actually. Coming up on a get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Good morning. Just because I wouldn't do it that way doesn't make it bad. Just makes it different. And it's really quite good. It's really quite well done. I don't know, 50-60% of the way through the first book. I have a long way to go. My face. Trying to keep my cap down to block out the sun. It's only working. There we go. Now I'm in the shade. All right, that's good. So yeah, it's becoming quite a lot more interesting to me. The longer I get into it, it's pretty. It jumps around a lot. It's a pretty rich tapestry. It jumps around a lot between different pieces of the story here, there, everywhere. It's an interesting technique. I suspect it plays well on Royal Road. It's clearly a web novel in its roots, which does not, that probably sounds sort of disparaging, but it's a good place to start, I guess. It's certainly keeping with the notion of big frog, small pond. And if it's not as small as my original formulation might have wanted, the reality is that it's much smaller than Amazon as a whole. Amazon is an ocean. Royal Road is, if not a pond, at least a lake. Might be a sea, I don't know. Royal Road, Wattpad. What's the other one? AO3. A couple more that I'm forgetting. Lots of noise this morning, Jesus. Is it just because I got spoiled by the weekend quiet that the traffic noise out on Route 34 has just... It sounds really loud, but then again, I can hear little birds chirping here and there. There's one right there. What is it? I don't know that call. A very large house on a very noisy corner lot for sale. No big surprise. Property is this whole end of this rather short block, which means they're responsible for clearing out all of the sidewalk from one street down across this street and back up over on this side. In the winter, That's a lot of sidewalk. It's a nice house. It's probably no noisier than mine, which also has a lot of sidewalk, but it doesn't have, it only has two streets and not three, because it's triangular, sort of. Hi, walking past the park. Guy coming with his dog. Shaggy dog. Morning. Good morning to you too. He thought I was interesting, but not enough to leave his human side. Park is still a lot of green in the trees, but the grasses are turning browner every day. Looks like there's one little patch of milkweed out in the middle over there, and that's a good place for it. Keep it away from the street. Keep it away from pesticides and sickle bars. Last little bit of wildness here in the city. Living here gave me a lot of opportunities, but it also feels hemmed in. And it's only gotten worse as our suburban sprawl has continued. I don't have my glasses on, so the bugs fly straight into my eyes. That's rude. I don't need glasses outside. I do wear sunglasses. Rip them off during the sun. Dawn is not exactly, usually, not exactly a particularly sunny time of day. Grounds. The house looks good, but it just makes the grounds look shabbier. No, step at a time. A little piece here and there. Can't do it all at once. Well, I could, but no, I can't. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.